C2, The Bridge Returns.
Det er Tøren Fodlændingsstyrelsen Danmark, hun er blevet dræbt.
Jeg er ikke på det længere.
My name is Sofia Helin. I'm playing the character Saga Noreen.
My name is Tore Lindhardt, and I play Henrik Sabro.
You will see and get to know a lot about Henrik and Saga.
He's a pretty troubled man who lost his family.
You will come close to them, and you will have a nerve-breaking murder case to follow.
Hey, stop!
The new series of the award-winning Scandi thriller, The Bridge, starts on Friday at 9 on BBC Two.
Stop!
And now another episode of the series starring the man they call Milton Jones.
When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out. He's got a back for your Maldemar. Troll make the whole world shout.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. Is it true that I come from a family of failed magicians and that I have two half-sisters? Is it true that the song I Did Not Walk 500 Miles or Any Aforementioned Distance was written by the Disclaimers? And how come when I tried to do some shopping for an old lady, I just couldn't seem to buy one? My quest is to solve these problems and help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady, Pauline.
Knock, knock. Hello, boys. Anton, where's Milton?
Hello, Pauline. He's been in his room all morning doing research into where his ancestors come from. Wonder if he's onto anything. That's a clue.
I suppose you're wondering why I'm playing this. Well, I found out that my ancestors were all
Scottish.
No, really annoying.
Milton, will you stop that? Where on earth did you get those bagpipes from?
They're homemade. It wasn't easy. You try stretching a checked shirt over an octopus. Here you are, Anton. Have a go.
Get off!
The octopus itself didn't cost that much. It's just the ink that's really expensive.
So you don't actually have any Scottish relatives?
Actually, I do. And I contact the dead ones by using a Glaswegi board.
Don't come, surely.
And this company on the internet have offered to send me a family crest and a family tree. Finally, I'll get to know about my father and his father before him and his father before him and his father before him. Yes, it turns out that all my male ancestors were called the strange name of Before Him.
Oh, Milton, these websites aren't authentic.
Oh, Anton, you shouldn't be such a skeptic. People will pay a lot of money to find out their history.
You're right. And you know what? I could do this much better than any website. I shall start my own business, tracing people's ancestors.
Well, they do say he who forgets history is doomed to repeat it.
They're right. It took me ages to pass that GCSE. Perhaps my career in history wasn't in the past after all. I've always loved history and have spent my life carefully researching what happened years ago. 342 BC, the breakfast cereal Frosties is invented by Alexander the Great. 303 AD, St. George slays the dragon with his new invention, the sword. So the other dragons offer him all the money for 20% of the company. 1588, Sir Francis Drake is told of the approaching Spanish Armada. Contrary to popular belief, he finishes his game of bowls immediately, but just had to wait for ages in the queue for the shoes. 1571, you have no new messages. My career as a genealogist got off to an amazing start, just handing out 1,000 leaflets saying, I know about your past, led to dozens of people offering me money. But it wasn't all fun. Genealogists often have to tell people things they might not want to hear. I'm afraid it's disappointing news about your great-great-great-grandfather.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry to say, he's dead.
Well, of course.
And as an expert in the field of genealogy, I can say quite categorically that he wasn't a genie.
A what?
If you look at this photo, he's got two legs. If he was a genie, he'd sort of tapered down into a point.
talking about?
I first got suspicious when you showed me that photo of where he lived. I thought, wait a minute, that's not a lamp.
Right. Either you tell me my family history or I want my money back. And not another word about genies, OK?
OK. Your wish is my command.
Get out!
Yes, it was hard work. But you do it for those moments when you have exciting news to tell a client. I've had a thorough look through your archives, and I'm glad you're sitting down because, brace yourself, I believe you're actually related to Queen Victoria. I understand, it's a lot to take in, isn't it?
Well, not exactly.
Can I have my money now? Cash, if you remember.
Well, I don't normally carry it, but there you are.
Hang on, I thought I recognised you.
Yes, finally.
Lovely to meet you, Mr. Churchill. This is Milton Jones, genealogist.
Hello, is this MJ Genealogist?
That's me, Milton Jones.
Oh, right, I thought it might mean, you know, like Michael Jackson.
No, no, that would be a Billy genealogist.
Nah, don't get it. You are a nutter, you are. The thing is, my name is Shaz. You might have seen me off of the telly.
Ah, let me guess. Could it possibly be The Only Way is Essex?
Oh, I wish. That's like my dream to be on that. They are like royalty, they are. But no, I am on the late night 4 a.m. subscription only spin-off, The Only Way is Essex Light.
Or Towel, for short. I hear it's very absorbing.
I'm not even joking. You are Banks.
How refreshing.
Right. Let us begin. First of all, where exactly in Essex are you from?
Braintree.
Ah, now, according to my research, Braintree was first settled by two types of surgeon.
You are?
But I'm guessing your ancestors are more likely to have been tree surgeons.
Milton, perhaps we should find out what Miss Shaz Nason wants to know.
Well, I don't want to be funny or nothing, but I always thought I was a bit special in there, you know, like classier than all my mates.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right, cos, like, even on a Saturday night, right, when I'm out with my mates and we are giving it all there and I'm holding their hair back so they can be sick, I always, like, keep my little finger sticking out.
Classic.
And the thing is that my mum and dad are not my real mum and dad. We are not even the same colour.
You mean they're not orange?
So you're no stranger to the tanning studio.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. But listen, right, I was found abandoned outside a pub.
Is this recently?
Yeah. Yeah, most weekends, actually. But no, no, in this case, I am telling you about as a baby.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I was left in a pub called the Duke of Argyll, which I reckon is no coincidence.
Hmm. Well, and I happen to know that his descendant, the current 16th Duke of Argyll, is one of the richest men in Britain.
Is he? I had no idea that he'd be one of the richest men in Britain, landowner of huge Scottish estates as well as whole streets and squares in central London and that.
Indeed, sir.
Good guess.
Never fear. We shall make every endeavour to find out if he is your beloved, long-lost papa.
And one of the richest men in Britain.
As a genealogist, I was putting people in touch with their past. This was so much more fulfilling than other jobs I'd had dealing with the dead, like when I was a police pathologist.
What can you tell us, Jones?
Well, it looks like we have two victims, Sergeant. The first, male, 5'11". And the second, considerably taller. This is Milton Jones, genealogist, attempting to give a young girl from Essex an emotional reunion with her real father. I learned how to do this when I used to work on the TV programme Who Do You Think You Are? My job was to make absolutely sure that at some point in the programme, the guest cried. So, star of stage and screen Godfrey Drake, here we are outside the very factory where your great-great-grandmother worked.
Well, that is certainly very sad.
Worked her fingers to the bone.
Shocking.
As a child.
Ghastly.
Of only 2 years old.
Are you sure?
And that factory
was in Yeovil.
Well, that is terrible.
And she had to listen to this music all day long.
Now, look here. I can't help feeling I'm being slightly manipulated here.
And she was often poked by pins, as you are now.
Ow. Look, I'm sorry. Stop it. I know it's what you want, but I'm really not going to cry on camera.
Okay, fair enough. I'll stop.
Thank you.
So now I'm going to introduce you to some relatives you've never met.
Great. That's more like it.
They're just the other side of this door.
Wonderful.
Working in this onion processing plant. We've got the shot. Cut! So my first client as a genealogist certainly had interesting roots. No, definitely not the same colour as the rest of her hair.
Now, Miss Chasnason, in order to find out your paternity, Milton here will need to do some tests.
Oh, you are joking me, like an examiner.
Well, sort of.
Eh?
No, it's not multiple choice.
No, we just need some DNA from you, and the best way to do that is to scrape the inside of your cheek with a cotton bud. Now, there was a box of them around here somewhere.
No, there was a box of some really boringly flavoured twiglets.
Right, or maybe just some hair will do.
Here you go.
Right, we just need to process the hair in my portable DNA analyzer and...
That looks like one of them fancy espresso machines.
Don't be ridiculous.
Milton, I think you have actually put it in the espresso machine.
Oops, if I put it in here... We'll analyse the sample and even give the names of the other relatives.
No way! That is well amazing.
And it says your parents were called Polly and Esther.
As in polyester.
Oh! I must have given you one of my hair extensions by mistake. Sus! Ow! Here's some real hair. And if you want something with my saliva on, you can have a pint glass I used last night.
Ah, that would do.
Yeah, to be sick in.
Actually, I think we have all we need. Now, all that remains is to try and get a corresponding DNA sample from the Duke of Argyle.
Shouldn't be hard. We'll just go there tonight and nick a beer mat.
Yes, I was rather thinking the man rather than the pub.
Yeah, well, I've done a bit of research on one of the richest men in Britain, not that that matters, and the trouble is, like, he rarely leaves his estate.
Not surprised. Scotland can be dangerous. My grandfather died in Edinburgh Castle when the fireworks went off. Yet another person who regretted a tattoo later in life.
Well, I might be able to pull a few strings with the old boy network and get us invited to one of his weekend shooting parties. Now, Shaz, is there anything we can show to the Duke that will convince him you're his daughter?
Well, there is one thing. This. It was left in the basket with me.
Well, it looks like a little bottle of perfume.
Yeah. No, don't use it now. There's barely any left. Just enough to spray in front of the Duke.
Oh, of course. Smells can be so evocative, it might well act as a powerful reminder and make him finally confront the fact that he abandoned you.
Yeah. Then, with all that money, although, of course, I do not care about the money nor nothing, I can follow my dreams, like getting on that TV show, Take Me Out, because I've always wanted to be...
assassinated. I was loving digging into the past. I had no idea that history was so rich and informative. 1834. Gustav Eiffel is so impressed by the tiny towers being sold as souvenirs in Paris. He thinks, why don't we make a big one of those? 1881. Charles Darwin writes the book The Orange Spectacles. 1882. Charles Darwin writes The Origin of Spectacles. 1883, Charles Darwin writes The Origin of Species. And this is the one that survives. 1888, the first man to receive a wrong number telephone call is Sir Alexander Graham Benn. I'm Milton Jones on the trail of my client's real father. Anton wangled us an invitation to the Duke's shooting party. He was going to pose as my valet, and Shaz got a temporary job as one of the domestic staff. We soon arrived at the estate, which was situated on top of a popular attraction, the Mull of Michael McIntyre. So called because several people had fallen from it to their death while frantically skipping. We were shown into the library, where the Duke was due to meet us. Wow, Anton, this place is like something out of Cluedo.
Yes, well, just remember, you have to be careful.
I know. Apparently, even the man who invented the game was bludgeoned to death with a conservatory.
Here comes the Duke. Remember our cover story.
Oh, welcome, welcome. I'm His Grace, the Duke of Argyle, Laird of McInvercethy, chieftain of the Highland Clans.
Japanese, eh?
What? Anyway, let me show you around. Through here are my hunting trophies.
Ah, the old moose's heads.
No, mouse's heads. This is a longer room than you think.
But why would you shoot mice?
Vermin. Shoot everything. Mice, rats, badgers.
There's no skill in killing a badger. After all, it's only ever camouflaged when it's lying in the middle of a road.
Yeah. And in these glass cases...
Wow, kites for mice.
That's my butterfly collection. Look, I don't want to be rude, but for the life of me, I can't remember who you are.
Ah, Your Grace, Milton is a wealthy industrialist.
Oh, dearie me, no. You're not new money, are you?
Well, in a way. My grandfather made all his money from knitting. But unfortunately, no one would believe it was real money. Even worse, his fortune was greatly reduced when someone put it through a hot wash.
Well, can you tell me anything about your forebears?
Certainly. Once upon a time, Goldilocks was walking along in the...
Milton.
Well, I'll leave you to it. If you want me, I'll be in the billiard room.
Wow, billiard room. Did you hear that, Anton? It's just like Cluedo.
Still, looks like we're getting away with it.
Anton, take my bags to my rooms and also hide this lead piping.
Or shall I just reattach it to the radiator that you took it from?
If you would.
And I'll get a mop.
The next day, the whole party found themselves out and about in the Scottish Highlands, ready for a fine day's shooting.
Now, everyone, have you met this Jones chap here?
Hello.
Now, over there in the long grass, you can spot what we're after. Specially bred to be very plump, not the brightest.
So I can see.
No, the other direction. You're looking at the Earl of Chichester.
What,
oh? No.
Milton, very important not to get muddled with the aristocracy, even though they can have quite complicated names.
And can I also introduce you to the, the quite remarkable Dowager Countess Maria von Nussbaum-Heimlich of Mecklenburg-Schwerin. Die Brunhof Schwistertrumpf, Reinhold Habsburg, von Zeppelin...
Anton!
Und
Anton,
of
yes?
Rutengladbach.
Does this name ever stop?
Just wait a moment, Milton. It's only polite.
Rosa, but the Reiner, woman's not even here.
Waldteppel, der Schussnick Elector, Stolmeier von Augenblick, und Marquis von Niersteiner, der Große Saar und der Dunkenblau Adler mit Pfefferstück.
Come on, it's dark now. We wasted a whole day.
Well, I don't want to do the wrong thing. It's best keep down here for the night, I think.
The next day, we got up early.
Von Osnabrück und Hofbaroness de Hansa Wisselbrack und Freiburg.
For goodness sake!
Her Eminence, the Princess Josephine.
Are we done?
The third.
Ah, who's this joining us?
Hello.
Oh, that will be the lady herself. The Dowager Countess Maria von Nussbaum-Heimlich.
Anton, pass me the gun, please.
Of course.
Okay, cool.
Ah, it is so good to meet you. I am so delighted. Forgive me. I always start my introduction many hours before I arrive.
Quite so.
And so at last, the shooting party got underway. But I was a little confused. Anton, they've handed me a rifle. What do I do?
When all the birds fly into the air, you have to try and hit one. Now! By firing rather than throwing the rifle.
Ah, understood.
Well, I think we'll call it a day. That's a drink. I'm a whiskey chaser, man.
You mean an alcoholic?
Yeah, pretty much.
Ah, Milton, here's a chance to get some DNA. Offer him whatever you've got in your hip flask.
Can I offer you a wee drop?
Yeah, a man after my own heart. What do you say it was?
A drop of wee. I was caught short earlier.
No, thanks.
Soon we were back in our rooms preparing for the formal dinner. Anton told me it was white tie and tails, and that it was the perfect chance to get hold of the Duke's DNA.
Milton, you need to hurry up. You're going to be late.
Sorry, getting dressed was a nightmare.
Yeah, tying the bow tie.
No, choosing the tails. I've gone with squirrel and chinchilla. How do they look?
To be honest, I'm more perturbed about the kilt.
You don't like it?
Well, it's just traditionally, it's worn around the waist.
Oh, Shaz, how's it going?
All right, Cor, I tell you what, though. It is like dead tough being a maid in this place. Not like that programme, Maid in Chelsea, at all.
I don't know. I think they're both pretty hard work.
Anyway, I just wanted to, like, you know, check that you've still got that special perfume stuff.
Yes, I've hidden it safely in the minibar in my room.
And you are sure it is safe in there?
Absolutely. There's barely enough room for me to get in, let alone anyone else.
Now, don't forget that perfume.
Shaz seemed obsessed with that perfume. In fact, a good name for the perfume she was obsessed with would have been Constantly Preoccupied. Our plan seemed to be going well, but Anton was worried if we'd get found out at dinner, if I wasn't totally on top of the cutlery etiquette. So our training session began.
Right. Milton, please would you pick up your fish knife? No, Milton. I said fish knife. Those are, of course, the langoustine tongs.
Right. Sorry. Here goes.
No, that's the oyster mallet, marrow spoon, steak tenderizer, steak tougherizer, asparagus flenser, Geiger counter. Not quite sure what that's...
In case you have dinner with the Russian ambassador.
Yeah, keep going. Yes, fish knife. Well done. And that's the correct fork as well. Well done again. So, just one more thing.
Right.
Maybe you should use your hands instead of your feet.
You think?
Especially considering the kilt. Uh-huh. That's dinner.
Really? I don't want to eat a gong.
Shall we go through?
As we entered the grand dining hall, surrounded by the paintings and artifacts from the past, I was never more intrigued by our historical heritage. 1896, H.G. Wells publishes the book The Time Machine. 1897, H.G. Wells writes the book The Time Machine. 1910, Charlie Chaplin stars in his first silent film, which proves a lot more successful than his silent radio broadcasts. 1939, a World War I reenactment society gets out of hand when visiting Poland. 2098 A.D., H.G. Wells is born. This is Milton Jones, genealogist, about to sit down to dinner with lots of posh people in an attempt to get some of the Duke of Argyll's DNA. But getting his saliva wasn't going to be easy, especially after Anton vetoed my spitting contest.
Oh, what a delightful timepiece, Your Grace.
Yes. I had it especially made for me when I had Donald Trump over for a round of golf.
See, the small hand is on the 7, and the other small hand is on the 12.
Yeah, very good.
Ah, guten Abend.
I believe you've already met the delightful Dowager Countess Maria von Nussbaum, Heimlich of Mecklenburg.
Pass me the steak tenderizer.
Yes. No need to introduce us again.
Roger that.
How lovely to see you, Countess. In fact, I've actually brought you something.
Oh, have you? Really, mein Liebling?
Yes. A name badge. Bring it in, Jock. And so the meal began.
Your soup, sir.
Oh, no. I've forgotten everything I learned about cutlery. Anton, these spoons, remind me.
Yes?
Which ones am I allowed to play?
Milton. Oh, although actually, your spoon suggestion isn't a bad idea. It might work as a distraction. Go for it.
What are you up to now, Jones?
Oh, I can teach you. If you just hand me the spoon you were using.
Oh, very well, Jones. There you go.
Brilliant, Milton. I've got the spoon. I'll just run it through the DNA testing machine.
What the blazes is going on, Jones?
I'll show you.
No, not yet, Milton. I haven't put the spoon in the machine yet.
There's someone you need to know about. A girl from Essex called Shaz. You left her in a pub with this perfume bottle. Recognize the smell?
What?
Milton, it's not perfume. Turn it off.
I can't. It's stuck. We're all losing consciousness.
Yes. Even the Dowager Countess Maria von Nussbaum.
I just missed a bit.
Heimlich von
The air's full of tranquilizer spray. I'll open the window, Milton. You grab some napkins.
Of course. With everyone knocked out, this soup is all ours.
No, to cover your mouth and nose.
All right.
Like Miss Chasnason appears to be doing.
Well, I cannot believe you two helping me knock out the Duke and his mates so I can rob them and that. That is just mental.
Actually, it wasn't the perfume that knocked them out. I got it muddled up with my can of Lynx. Distilled from the urine of 1,000 wild cats.
Well, what ifs? I'll just get their valuables before they wake up and I will be out of here.
But don't you want to find out if you're the Duke's daughter?
Don't care, mate.
And why you were left under the dartboard in an Essex pub?
Certainly explains all the piercings.
No. Just get on with it.
Wait. I'm getting something from the DNA machine.
What does it say, Milton?
It says, insert coffee pod. But if I put the sample in my other machine... Yes, it's a match. It looks like you really are the daughter of the Duke of Argyll.
No way!
Excuse me, but I've never been to Essex in my life.
Wow, what a life of privilege.
But we have a match. I don't understand. Unless the sample has been contaminated... Well, how can I put this? Is there any way someone else's saliva could be on the Duke's lips?
Guilty!
Who said that?
No, Milton.
It must have got on there when we were kissing.
All right, Countess is my girlfriend. And if you don't believe me, her name is tattooed on my hand. All the way up my arm, across my back, and all the way down my legs. And then on to two of my Labradors.
The Countess, of course. Weren't you listening?
No. Incredibly, it seems the Countess is Shaz's mother.
Ah, yes. So that is where I left you. I knew I'd put that baby basket down somewhere. You see, I'm afraid my memory has been completely destroyed through years of trying to remember my full name.
My poor darling. Maybe if you had a much shorter name... It would sort things out. A name like Argyle.
Oh, I'd be delighted to become an Argyle.
Oh, Mum, mate, this is like, you know, totes in motion. I am choking up here.
Hurrah! And best of all, Shaz, you don't have to steal anything.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I'm not being funny. Like, what it is, right, is that I can't be bothered to wait to inherit everything, so I'm nicking it now anyway. Do you know what I mean?
But Shaz, think about it. You, a poor but honest girl from Essex. She, a European aristocrat. A beautiful Scottish castle setting. It'll make the most perfect episode of Who Do You Think You Are there's ever been.
You mean?
Yes. You'll finally be on proper telly.
I'll do it! Massive!
And Milton, for the perfect ending, we just need the shot of everyone crying.
No problem. I'll just get out my Lynx again.
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Ben Wilbond. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a...